Track 14, The Last Word. If any of our listeners had just two children, they may particularly sympathise with the difficulties Neil is about to explain.
Having two children, we tried to be scrupulously fair. It wasn't always easy. To take a very basic example, if there were two biscuits on the plate, one plain and one chocolate, we would attempt to give them half each. It's not easy to break a biscuit in half, and often there would be the wail, "His half is bigger than mine." The two of them having long flown the nest, you would think we'd no longer be sawing things in half. However, Mrs. H remains determined equality should remain the watchword when it comes to food. This is all very well within the confines of Shady Pines, but when it spills over into the public domain, I'm not sure it is really necessary. When out shopping, we have a number of watering holes where we make a pit stop to recharge the batteries. Our favoured snack is a cheese scone. As we go at the counter, Mrs. H studies the pile of scones. "I don't want a flat one," she says. "I want one with a decent amount of cheese on top." I suppose we should point to the ones we want, but it seems a bit churlish to do that in front of a queue, so we leave it to the assistant and then whinge about it afterwards. It seems often, of the two scones, one is flat and the other void of much cheese on top. So Mrs. H implements the half of each protocol. I do wonder what other snackers make of it if they see her carefully bisecting two scones and allocating half of each onto two plates. You may find all this rather sad that two mature adults are reduced to a public display such as this. But it doesn't stop there. Mrs. H's digestive system reacts badly if she has raw onion. So if we upgrade our snack to something like a panini with a salad garnish which includes raw onion, Mrs. H can't eat it. So I'm required to proffer my plate so she can unload the raw onion from her plate to mine. I have resorted to taking sneaky peek at fellow snackers to see if this kind of pantomime is widespread. But I have to report evidence of this is scant. I have noticed that when two meals are delivered, the recipients look at each other's plates and have a short discussion as to the quality and volume of the food. Sometimes I hear the exchange, "Cor, you've got more chips than me." It takes a lot of self-control for me not to suggest they divvy up their chips in equal proportions. I must admit that if we are out for a meal, we usually end up with a long discussion over the menu. I can usually narrow it down to two choices, and it's not until the waiter appears that I take the plunge and decide. The problem then is that Mrs. H chooses the option I rejected. As soon as the phone arrives, immediately I wish I had plumped for that one. Something that irritates me about eating out is that to optimise space, many restaurants pack the tables close together. As a result, you can overhear everybody else's conversation. I don't want to hear that someone's neighbour has a gynaecological problem or the cats keep being sick behind the sofa. I don't want other diners to hear Mrs. H banging on about how the windows need cleaning and when am I going to get round to fixing the leaking gutter. Oh, and one thing I've noticed about Mrs. H is doing things by halves. When the bill arrives, the rules don't appear to apply.
Thank you, Neil. The bill must be the exception that proves the rule. Although, I must admit, that's always seemed a daft saying to me.